Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Well, let's go back to that latest UK economic data. The economy contracting for the first time since the pandemic, but by less than had been expected in the second quarter. The contraction was 0.1% between April and June, better than the forecasted 0.2% drop for the quarter. That's largely due to better than expected economic performance in June. To discuss this further, we're joined by the economist Diane Coyle, who's Bennett Professor of Public Policy at Cambridge University. Good morning to you, Diane. Thank you for being with us on Bloomberg Radio. What do you make then of these latest figures, a 0.1% contraction?
Well, good morning. And the first health warning is that you should never take the first quarterly figure too seriously, because they do get revised and it's a small decline. But the bigger picture here is that the economy is clearly slowing down. Part of the contraction that we saw in this quarter was health activities related to the pandemic stopping. But the other part was consumers being much more careful about their spending. And that's not really surprising when you think about the news about what's happening to energy bills over the next year or so. Food prices gone up for those people on variable rate mortgages, mortgages starting to go up. And so the discretionary spending that people can do is shrinking, and that's going to get worse over the autumn.
Given the decline, does that mean that almost automatically the third quarter is likely to be better?
No, I don't think there's any automatic here. And there was a dip in June related to the bank holiday, and so you would get some bounce back from that in July. But I think it's a pretty bleak outlook for the UK economy at the moment. We are doing worse than most other international comparators. Brexit is still hitting trade, so we've got a weak export sector. And the impact on households is going to be really severe. You mentioned the forecast of a £5,000 a year energy bill, and the median income, household income in this country is £31,000. That means that half of households have less than £31,000 a year. And when you think about the chunk that's going to get taken out of that by things that people have to spend on, their heating, their cooking, lighting, food, housing, that doesn't leave much money for spending on other things. So I think we're very likely to see further contractions.
Tell us what you think the next important data point will be to watch when it comes to the UK economy. We have been seeing retail sales figures holding up, but that's due to inflation. Volumes from the latest BRC figures were down, but the overall headline figure was up. What are you watching out for next as the next key indicator?
I suppose the canary in the cage will be those discretionary elements of spending. And they have held up so far. Things like going out to events or dining out. And partly, of course, people have been glad to get back out in the nice weather because of the Jubilee celebrations, because of the scaling back of the pandemic. And once the things that people have to pay for start biting, those increases start biting, and everyone cuts back on discretionary spend, that will be one of the early warnings, I think, about an impending recession.
And just quickly, it seemed as though industrial manufacturing production were quite sizable beats. What do you think drove those beats?
It will depend, it will vary sector to sector. And I guess the concern about what's happening in production, it's partly still what supply chain disruptions are there. They've come as surprises. We didn't know that there were these vulnerabilities in supply chains. There could be more of those. There could be more international events. That's all highly unpredictable. And if there is energy rationing, then the government will want the industrial sector to bear the brunt of that to protect households as much as possible. So that might come in through the winter. And then we've got this extraordinary weather, and it's really hard to predict what the impact of that will be. We're almost certainly going to see transport disruption in the next couple of days. Perhaps there's more of that in the summer. Perhaps we'll see different kinds of weather events through the winter. So actually, I think that's just highly unpredictable, and we're in for quite a concerning autumn and winter.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.